This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, I'm talking to Azrul Shah bin Muhammad, the General Manager of Tourism Selangor. Azrul, thank you for talking to us this morning. It is all about the pandemic and the damage to the tourism, or the hotel sector, the leisure sector, because of the COVID-19. I guess let's start with you telling us very quickly about how Selangor stacks up against the other states in Malaysia in terms of visitor arrivals. Which ranking, where does Selangor sit in the whole country in terms of being most preferred among visitors?
Thank you, Chuang, for inviting me in the Breakfast Grill section in BFM. Actually, I would like to mention that Selangor is a preferred destination among other states. But actually, before the pandemic COVID-19, we're targeting of 8 million visitors. Either is foreign or domestic. But because of pandemic COVID-19, we changed the target to 6 million. So now we are actually initiating a promotion campaign. We call it Pusing Selangor Dulu. The other state, actually, we mentioned, a lot of states are focusing on ecotourism and certain what we call niche. But Selangor, people always confuse. We are actually not urban state only. We have paddy field in Skinchan, in Sabak Bernam. We actually have white water rafting in Kuala Kubu Baru, Selangor. And we have lots of interesting destination. We call it Sky Mirror in Kuala Selangor. The Sky Mirror is actually in only two countries, one in Bolivia and one in Malaysia, and the Malaysia in Kuala Selangor.
It's so interesting. I've been to the Sky Mirror. But what is interesting also is that you've only dropped your estimates for the whole year from 8 million to 6 million. That is only, inverted commas, 25% decrease. Can you tell us about how you managed to keep your numbers in terms of the drop manageable? It's not a 50% drop. It's a 25% drop.
Definitely it's 25% drop. But at the end of the day, we must be realistic. Because without the foreign visitors, the number is declining not only in Selangor, but the whole state in Malaysia. But that's why we are focusing more to domestic tourists. So domestic tourism campaign must be intensified, must be specifically catered for domestic tourists. That's why Selangor, we already mentioned, because we're targeting 8 million, now we're targeting for 6 million. We need to be realistic on the number, because it's fact and figures. So with the numbers, it's not say declining. We call it new norm.
Of course. So there's 3.5 months left remaining of the year.
Yep.
Where are you in terms of where you want to be and where you are now?
Now, Selangor actually is in what we call it in a good position because, for example, there's a lot of theme park in Selangor.
No, what I mean is you want to aim for 6 million.
Definitely.
How many have you gotten already?
So the number is actually we can collect it by end of the year. The number will be what we call recorded through visitors to hotel and so on. We call it a tourist when they stay in hotel and so on. How many days they spend in hotel and so on. Because if we said KLIA is in Sepang, in Selangor, that is the gateway to Malaysia. Even though the other states come to KLIA, we cannot say they are tourists because it's just a transit.
Understand. So you want to get to 6 million by the end of this year. As at September so far, I think 8 months gone, two-thirds of the year gone, three-quarters of the year gone. Where are you in terms of your target?
Okay. We are actually
What I mean is how many tourists have you achieved?
We can't say that the recorded will be collected by end of the year.
So you don't have any estimates now?
We estimation the number is actually 70%. The aiming of 6 million, okay? Because you must remember the 3 months during the pandemic COVID-19, the government already ordered for the MCO. So now it's RMCO, isn't it?
I understand. So as at the three-quarter year mark, you should have achieved about 4 million already.
Some sort of.
So if you haven't achieved that, are you going to decrease your target again and do something to address the decrease in target? What I'm saying is that you have to know where you are now versus where you want to be in terms of your target. And what are you going to do to achieve that number?
Actually, that's why we call it To achieve that number, we intensified our promotional campaign. We initiate a campaign named Promosi Nak Bercuti Pusing Selangor Dulu. Then we call all lots of operators in Selangor to join in our roadshow. We go to Terengganu, we go to Penang, and we go to the other states to promote us. And we also, initially, we launched a campaign in shopping mall in Klang Valley to attract people to visit Selangor. So that's why when you said, are we positive enough, optimistic about we can achieve 6 million? Yes, definitely. Because at the end of the day, the 70%, we minus the during the 3 months of MCO, we still targeting 6 million. That is very firm.
Okay, so you want to get to 6 million. How many have you gotten already so far as at 8 months?
Like I said, the number will be collected because we...
So you have no indication whatsoever?
The indication, like I said, it's very easy. The tourists, when I said Selangor, is transit.
I understand. So the numbers you've collected are not visible to you now? You don't see any numbers now?
The numbers definitely can be what we call seen by the district. We have PBT, Municipal Council. So whoever stay in hotel, we actually before this, we pay what we call they will pay the tourism tax. They will appear in the numbers. So the Municipal Council will report to us the numbers of tourists stay in hotels, in budget hotels, or even in homestay. So that's why I said the number will be periodically, will be what we call it, gathered, and we can get the data by end of this year.
Because so, what I'm trying to ascertain now, Azrul, is that Tourism Selangor does not have those numbers at this point in time, or you're not willing to share those numbers? There's a difference between those two.
It's not that we are not willing to share, because we are collectively will inform the public what numbers are the tourists visit to Selangor, because we also collaborate with Tourism Malaysia in terms of statistically.
I understand. So for the purposes of the industry and I guess the help that can be helped, that can be offered to the hotel industry, what are those numbers now? How far off the mark are they as at the 8 month point? And what extra are you doing to help the industry go forward if in fact you're not meeting that 8 month mark target?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, actually, Selangor State Government, we already initiate one program called Tourism Voucher. We will give RM 2 million voucher for Malaysian to get through e-wallet. We will, what we call, through a base portal like Lazada and Touch & Go. And then the RM 2 million will get, what we call it, will include all merchants in Selangor, theme park, hotel, and homestay. So that's why can spur the tourism industry in Selangor. So actually, we are helping them to boost the tourism industry. Because during the RMCO, people are eager to travel, but they don't know that there's any discount or any what we call it hotel have a campaign and so on. So through our digitalization campaign, through our portal selangor.travel and so on, we offered a lots of initiative to attract people to visit Selangor and to stay in the hotel and so on.
Okay, so you've done roadshows, you have offered a 2 million voucher,
yep.
Right? What other concrete measures have you done to help boost local tourism?
Okay. We also, because the pandemic COVID-19 affected people who involved in tourism industry, like tourist guide, we also local host community. Selangor, we have Selangor host community. And then we also have homestay owner and so on affected by this pandemic COVID-19. So Selangor State Government, through Tourism Selangor, we already initiated a contribution of RM1,000 one-off. So all those tourist guide that registered with Selangor Tourist Guide Association, is around 485 of them, we give RM1,000 one-off. And then 51 local host community, we give RM1,000 one-off. 16 homestay operator, we also give them RM1,000 one-off.
Okay, so if business is down between 50% to 80%, as reported by the newspapers,
okay,
how far can a 1,000 ringgit one-off contribution go in terms of saving their job and saving their business?
Okay, that's quite a tricky question, but answering very simple mathematically. The initiative that we give RM1,000 one-off is to make them know that we are always back them up. So to initiate, because during the pandemic COVID-19, they don't have what we call it, income and so on, commission, they do not get commission and so on. So with the initiative by giving them RM1,000 off, it's actually started. We also give them a kind of training for digitalization. Lots of them are not well versed in social media. So we said to them, we give exposure to training for them to explore in social media and use how to market their hotel, budget hotel or homestay.
I'm talking today to Azrul Shah bin Mohammed, the General Manager of Tourism Selangor. We'll come back after this and we'll talk about the strategy and the positioning of Selangor, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
I'm talking in the Breakfast Grill with Azrul Shah bin Mohammed, the General Manager of Tourism Selangor on the Breakfast Grill. Now, Azrul, let's talk about Selangor in the position of among the most visited states in Malaysia, historically speaking, right?
Yep.
But as we know now, the pandemic has forced people and to not stay in the cities,
yep,
to leave the congested areas, to go to the beaches, to the hills, to the mountains, where there are supposed to be fewer people. Now, Selangor doesn't necessarily have a lot of famous beach destinations or maybe mountain destinations. How is Selangor positioning itself to deal with the COVID-19 changing travel patterns?
Okay. The travel changing patterns, when people cannot go to overseas, they will look at their own backyard. So Selangor is actually accessible. So we have, for example, in Kuala Selangor, you can drive for 1 hour from Kuala Lumpur or from Shah Alam. So then you can go to Sky Mirror. We have lots of fireflies in Kampung Kuantan. And so the changing pattern is people are now looking at the most accessible way to travel. So Selangor have it all. Selangor, like you said, maybe we are not have what we call it pristine beaches and so on, but we also have some sort of location that really good in Bagan Lalang, Sepang. It's really nearby. And we also have what we call it Pulau Ketam, and we have Sungai Lima. It's a very, what we call it, tourist unique destination. So the changing patterns that people are now looking in economically way, how to travel without spend too much. The Selangor have is all. You can stay in homestay, unique. For example, in homestay Haji Dorani, so in Sabah Bernam. So the unique style of kampung life, you can go to paddy field in Skinchan. So that's the way how it goes. You can have experiential tourism. So the changing patterns happen. All states have their own niche. Selangor also have their own niche.
But be that as it may, some of the measures that you mentioned earlier, like your road shows, for example, or your 2 million ringgit digital cash voucher, for example, or the 1,000 ringgit one-off payment, for example, those don't do a lot in terms of keeping businesses alive and jobs to be maintained. Now, I couldn't get from you, ascertain from you, where Selangor is at the 8-month mark in relation to your whole year target of 6 million visitors. Now, as a policy-making body, as a body that is charged with hoping that is charged with ensuring people's jobs are maintained and businesses stay open, what are you doing as a policy-making body to ensure that not only do you get the best information from the authorities and the hotel operators, but also in terms of offering good, sustainable measures to make sure that these people and businesses stay alive?
Definitely. Thank you, Chong. Okay, now, for example, we already targeted 6 million visitors, because during the pandemic COVID-19, actually our main goal is 8 million. So we changed target to 6 million tourists. So we're estimating until what we call it, until August, that we managed to get 4 million visitors in unofficially. The official data will be gathered with Tourism Nation and Tourism Selangor. So we are now in right track. So we still have 2 million tourists to grab on. So this digital voucher, the tourist voucher, is aimed to intensify, or we call it, to attract people from over 14 states in Malaysia to come and visit us. That's why we initiate this campaign. So with this kind of initiative from the Selangor state government, and we, Tourism Selangor, like Chuang said, we are the, what we call it, tourism agency for Selangor. We need to know how the people who actually involved in this tourism industry will not, can be helped and not be affected again. Because lots of retrenchment happen. Lots of people are suffered in terms of business and so on. Definitely we talk of business, it's about fact and figures, isn't it? So the fact and figures that how we can see the tourism industry, can be helped by attract people with a lots of campaign and also invite people with kind of promotion. When we do promotion, we bring all operators. Theme park, for example, Selangor, Sunway Lagoon. We have Sunway Lagoon. We have ICT. We have Gamuda Cove, Discovery Park. So all operators will actually offer the discount and so on. So people will attract. So during that roadshow is actually to attract people, to make sure that they know the lots of promotion is happen, okay. Grab it.
Of course.
And of course, definitely travel Selangor, or we call it pushing Selangor dulu. That's the purpose.
Okay. Azrul Shah bin Mohamad, the General Manager of Tourism Selangor, with me on the grill this morning. Now, obviously, with the, in the absence of the international visitors, the amount of spend by the local tourists is very, very much smaller than the foreign visitors. That much you and I know for sure, right?
Yep.
They don't eat out so much, stay at friend's house maybe. Maybe we spend ringgit Malaysia rather than Singapore dollar or US dollar. So the wallet size for the local visitor is much, much, much smaller, right? What are you doing, for example, to mitigate that in terms of more days spent in the resorts, more nights spent, and more spending on other things like food and amenities and tickets and rides? How can you make sure that those things are extended and increased to make up for the shortfall for the international visitors?
Okay, Chuang, I like to defer that opinion. Because why? Some people in the niche, you call it, even domestic tourists, actually, they spend a lot in overseas those time. So those time who have a capability to spend much is actually now focusing. I've been told by a few fine dining operators, they have a good business now because people cannot go to overseas to have a kind of what we call Japan sushi and so on. We in Selangor have a lots of restaurants offered fine dining.
I understand, but at the 5-star level, 6-star level, I think no issue, right? We know that the Langkawi, the Datai, all that fully booked, right? Four Seasons, all these things fully booked, right?
Selangor also.
Selangor also, I understand. But the vast majority of operators in this sector is not the 6-star. Most of them are 3-star, 2-star, 4-star, 5-star, not even 5-star, 1-2-star, right?
Okay.
Family operators, right? Homestay, these kind of things, right?
Yep.
What can you, as Tourism Selangor, help these people? How can you help these people more?
Okay. Now, to help these people, when I said about the niche, the vast majority, you said, are not spending much compared to the foreign tourists, isn't it? But at the end of the day, if we have a lots of campaign in digital, or what we call it in social media, in mainstream, people will attract to spend more. Because people, for example, Chuang, if you stay in house, so you need to, what we call it, spend your time outside. If there's attraction on food, yeah, you said, we call it food tourism, gastronomy tourism. They will go and spend. They will go to homestay. They will go to budget hotel. Because at the end of the day, the way how we attract these people to spend is to buy through promotional campaign that actually lots of homestay owner, lots of budget hotel owner, and hotel, you said, 3-star. So they are actually offering. So for those, for example, before this, if the price RM600 ringgit, you only get one day, for example. Now you can get 2 days.
I understand. Okay, we are nearly out of time now, Azrul, but in terms of 2021,
right,
which I think is the more important year, because I think a lot of people have already said 2020, okay lah, we write off 2020 lah, for some people, okay? What is the plan for 2021 and what is the target for 2021?
Okay, the target for 2021, now we aim for 6 million. And now we're going to, we see, actually we have a plan. Okay, I call it, Chuang, it's a pushing Selangor promotional campaign. So we're targeting around 7 million visitors, actually. we call it from 6 million to 7 million. I think it's a fair estimation because during 2021, we need to wait for the announcement until December for the RMCO, the uplifting ban. Actually, in Selangor, for example, Tourism Selangor, we operate Hutan Lipo, Kancheng, Hutan Lipo, Congkak. So actually, we can get lots of visitors, but the number is already been restricted for certain amounts, certain numbers, because MKN, we need to follow the SOP. That's why the number of visitors actually is not the determined by the numbers exactly. We need to wait for the announcement. We need to wait for the announcement because a lot of places, because of we follow the SOP, the numbers are decreasing, but actually the quality is there.
I understand. Well, good luck with the plan. Good luck with 2021. And I'm sure you do all your best, all the best you can to help the operators and other businesses stay afloat. Thank you for spending time with us, Azrul.
Thank you.
I was talking to Azrul Shah bin Mohammad, the General Manager of Tourism Selangor, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.